particular case. Do you understand that police have to carry out stringent tests on all candidates?
That's fair enough, and I totally accept that. That's what they said. But what I don't accept is the way that I've been treated and the way other people have no doubt been treated and how insensitively they've done it. I mean, I've gone through stuff in my life in the last 6 years, and I've talked to you about it before, about the passing away of my father and the fact that he took his own life through suicide. And I'm never going to take that route. But what I'm saying is, I'm not coming down here today to say, oh, I've lost out on this job and I feel disappointed, deflated, and I've lost all faith in the police. It's not about that. I couldn't care less about the job. Even if they'd offered it me after the reversal, I would have still wanted to have a word with someone in the police department and say, look, you can't treat people like this.
What do you want to happen now, then? Do you want to find out who this third party is?
No, I couldn't care less, because I know very well that whoever this third party is, I do not associate with them, and they cannot... through whatever means, they would not have been able to compromise my integrity.
So what is it you want now?
I just want to share my story and say they're making absolute mockery of the Derbyshire Police Force, and their human resources department is an absolute shambles.
So are you looking to change policy here?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
We mentioned that this decision made in line with the ACPO national vetting policy. That's very high up, isn't it?
We all know what nonsense all that is. I mean, trying to make a change with this lot. I mean, you all saw what happened in the last couple of days with... the Hillsborough report and how long it takes for anything good to occur out of all this. How long? I mean, we know they're worried about me causing this poor chief constable an embarrassment because something that might be connected. Someone who might be connected to me somewhere down the line, but they're not embarrassed about other police forces and the way the general public perceive them, the way they cover up things or the way they change things and the way that the public have lost faith in them or will lose faith in them. It's appalling. And another thing I just want to say, right?
We're actually going to have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on the programme. Carol Singh Dinser, as I say, we have spoken to Derbyshire Police, who issued that statement. 7:27